I was a lot of fun, you know, got there and started to relax and, you know, started letting my teammates go make some plays. We really settled in that third quarter. I wish the score was a little different, but, you know, we did some good things. You know, I just stayed relaxed. I trusted what the receivers were doing. I trusted what the line was doing. And, you know, most importantly, I just put the ball in a position where our guys can go make some plays, and that's what they did. Oh, I mean, it was huge. Obviously, playing with a new system, a bunch of new teammates. You know, the first couple of days, you know, they're not supposed to be perfect. And, you know, I think we progressed every day we got here. And today we, you know, saved the best for last.
What was it like working with Mike Sullivan and Bill Musgrave this week and today on game?
That was fantastic. Fantastic coaches, really. So they, you know, made the play a game plan a little kind of vanilla for us, and we allowed us to you know, really learn and didn't have to digest too much information so we can go out there and play.
What was it like working with Baker this week?
Oh, it was fantastic. He's a great dude, ultimate competitor, you know. You know, I think we actually made each other better this week.
Did you accomplish what you wanted to this week?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just showing that I can come into a system, learn it, play against some really good competition and go out there and you know, play my game.
Was that the plan for you to start the second half? How much in advance did you know
that? We knew that, you know, starting the game, I was going to – me and Tanner were going to go every third or fourth series. So, yeah, I wanted to play, and, you know, coaches allowed me to go back in there and made some plays.
Did you know Baker was going to go home to see his mom at halftime?
No, not until he told me at halftime. So, obviously, he had some stuff to do. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for that kid right there. He's a good player.
How are you guys spending the next month at the combine?
Going back to Southern California, training with Jordan Palmer and Ryan Flaherty and along with the guys down there. So, you know, just trying to get his – big and fast and strong as possible leading up to the combine. Hopefully going to be testing everything and throwing. So, you know, just trying to get all that stuff down.
What did you learn this week that you can work on in those weeks ahead?
I mean, it's still the accuracy and short French stride. Just allowing myself to make it, you know, muscle memory where I don't have to think about it when I'm dropping back. You know, learning defense a little better. And Jordan Palmer is really good with that stuff. So we'll be working hard the next couple months.
You and Mike White and Lauletta, you all had big games, non-power five quarterbacks. It's kind of funny how much 4 years can change things.
Absolutely. And, you know, those guys balled out. You know, I'm good friends with Mike. We met a while back and just happy to see him go out there and play the way he did, because obviously I definitely think he's got enough tools to be an NFL quarterback as well. So seeing him go out there and make plays, and then, you know, meeting Lauletta and, you know, just being able to meet him and, you know, learn what he's kind of been through and, you know, go out there again and make some plays, and, you know, they both performed very well.
What was the best bit of feedback you got this week from the coaching staff?
Say it again?
What was the best bit of feedback you got from the coaching staff this week?
You know, Coach Soley, he was just honest the whole time, and it was nothing like pressure. He was just constantly reminding us on footwork and, you know, during practice and especially during the game, standing right by him, trying to take as many mental reps as we could. You know, he was very engaged with all the quarterbacks there, so I appreciate that from him.
Obviously, a lot could happen next few months, but if you had the chance to work with the Broncos after the draft, how do you think that would go for you?
I think it would go very well. Obviously, I have a little relationship now and get to, you know, spend some more time with each other. I'm sure we will have time to do that. Like I said, you know, it's a great coaching staff, so as much time as I can spend around them, definitely will take the chance and the opportunity and do that.
Do you feel like you threw better anticipation this week? I saw some of the touch throws that you had this week. Is that something that you're working on?
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to be working on for the next few months. And, you know, being a quarterback, there's never a time in your life where you think you're perfect. So constantly getting better, finding things that, you know, you may be lacking on, and, you know, just finding ways to correct yourself.
And how you work on that?
I mean, with Jordan Palmer, I mean, just constantly throwing with touch, learning that there is a 85% range where I can throw the ball and be completely accurate, and I don't have to, you know, zoom everything in there on a line. That's kind of what we've been working on, and I think I kind of showed that this week.
Josh, how about the week in general? Just take it through the week. How did you think it went for you?
You know, it was fantastic. First of all, I mean, they put on a great, you know, environment here. Can't thank the Reese's Senior Bowl enough for allowing us to come here and kind of showcase our talent. First practice was kind of ugly. A few throws I wish I had back. Same thing with Wednesday. We progressed. Got better on Wednesday, though. Just a couple throws that, you know, I really wish I would have made. Coming out Thursday and, you know, performing pretty well. I think all the quarterbacks on Thursday had a really, really good day. And then coming out here on Saturday and, you know, being able to play with these guys and, you know, be teammates with them for one time on a game field, game type situation, because this is real football. The next few months, it's going to be combine, it's going to be pro day. That's not real football. So, you know, being able to come out here and be on a field and have a live rush and live bullets at you, it's awesome. Yeah, absolutely.